Joining me on the phone, all the way from Germany right now, is Mr. Patrick Lange. Maestro Lange has led some of the most renowned orchestras around the world, including recently the Paris Opera House, the Vienna Staatsoper, and also recently the Hessisches Staatstheater Wiesbaden, where he developed a magic flute for children. What's truly exciting is that he will be joining us very shortly here in Toronto, conducting a performance of Mozart's The Magic Flute from May 6th to 21st with the Canadian Opera Company. How exciting. Maestro Lange, welcome to the Classical Jukebox.
Thank you so much for welcoming me. Thank you.
A pleasure to have you. Tell us more about why The Magic Flute is such an enduring classic.
I mean, The Magic Flute is timeless. It's a timeless opera, and it's an opera really for the young, for the old people, for everybody, because it is really unique, because the topic is something like a fairy tale for the children, but you have also all this kind of stuff of the humanism of the Masons, which is interesting for the older people. I mean, together with the really beautiful music and intense music of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, it's really one of the really well, most loved and also most intense operas I know.
Interesting. Let's talk a little bit about the music, because we often have requests on our show from the overture to the Magic Flute, the Queen of the Night aria. I know in my travels throughout Vienna and Germany, I'll even hear some people whistling some of these arias on the street. What is the magic of Mozart in the Magic Flute?
Actually, I think the really magic thing in the music of Mozart in the Magic Flute is that it's a kind of simplicity. Yeah, it's so the melodies are quite simple, but all with the harmonic context, it's complicating, but in a simple way. If you understand what I mean, so it's
right.
That's what makes it so intense. It's harmonically, it's very close, intense. And together with melodies which are really simple to listen and simple to follow,
right? And also there's the orchestration. It must be amazing in its own self. You have Sarastro's trombones, the famous whistle by Papageno. What is it like conducting this work?
Actually, I have to say it's always a little bit like feeling home and wearing an incredible comfortable suit. it's for me, it feels really very comfortable, because I'm conducting a lot of German romantic repertoire,
right?
Especially the music of Schumann and Wagner. You have all this context with the text, which is so important. And with Mozart, it's exactly the same, but in a completely much lighter way. So it's like a 3-star restaurant meal, but a very light one. It's not thick. It's not thick. Not too rich. It's not too much cream about.
No, not much cream.
Kind of cream in cooking.
Right. Ohne Schlag.
Yeah, right.
As they say in Vienna.
Right.
Exactly. Well, wonderful. Tell us also a little bit about how this is an enduring classic for our young listeners who will no doubt be present at and. By the way, the dates are May 6th to 21st, Mozart's fairy tale opera, The Magic Flute. All young listeners will truly respond to some of those ideals there of wisdom, truth, and love.
Right.
Maybe you could tell us just a little bit about the story, about what young listeners can be in anticipation for.
Yes, so you have the very, kind of a fairy tale, which is not only the fight, but it's the big discussion between the bright and the dark. So the bright side of the life, which is held by Sarastro, the wisdom, the serenities. This is all the bright side. And you have the kingdom of the Queen of the Night, who really wants to also to murder Sarastro and to get back this Sonnenkreis, as it is called, to get the power back somehow. So you have this kind of a fairy tale, which you have in a lot of fairy tales, also by Grimm's fairy tales. You have always this fight between the dark and the bright. And beside this, you have this beautiful love of the Parina, the daughter of the Queen of the Night, together to Tamino, who is really kind of surviving her. So we have also the bride, kind of a knight, who's coming and to survive this wonderful woman. And you have also the comedy couple, like Papageno and later Papagena, who's coming later and who's also looking for love. And yeah, and at the very end, you have a kind of a happy end. So I think this is what makes it really so good to watch and good to listen to all the young listeners and watchers.
Wonderful. Well, we're really looking forward to seeing you in Toronto very soon. The concert, the production of The Magic Flute, music by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, May 6th to 21st. Mark your calendars. That's the Canadian Opera Company's 2022 series. It'll be the closer, the big finale. Tickets are available at coc.ca. And those performances are taking place at the Four Seasons Center for the Performing Arts. Mr. Lange, thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to join us today. We look forward to seeing this performance very soon.
It's a great pleasure to me and a great pleasure to come back to Toronto. Really looking forward to that.
Likewise.
Thank you so much.
You have a terrific day.
Thank you, and you too. All the best. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.